Murder case. Tough choices in deal for crucial testimony. June 1, 1988. Police were able to break open the Takashi Sakai murder case because one of the men who took part in the killing made a mistake. He left a fingerprint on a parking lot ticket when he left the dead man's car at Los Angeles International Airport. But the man who left the fingerprint, 21-year-old Greg Meyer, will not face a day in jail for his role in the murder, although he admitted that he helped ambush the wealthy Japanese businessman, club him with a steel pipe, and bury the body after Sakai had been stabbed to death. Using the fingerprint as the key piece of evidence gathered in a 10-month investigation of Sakai's disappearance, authorities, in February, persuaded Meyer to tell what happened to the missing Tarzana man and lead them to his body. In exchange for that help and for agreeing to testify about the murder, Meyer was granted immunity from prosecution. He's now expected to be the key witness in the prosecution of his best friend, Toru Sakai, 21, who's charged with murder and conspiracy in the fatal stabbing of his father. Meyer is also expected to play an important role as a witness in the prosecution of the dead man's widow, Sanai Sakai, who's charged with being an accessory to murder. The granting of immunity to Meyer points out the frustrations authorities faced in solving what they called an almost perfect crime. Deputy District Attorney Lonnie A. Felker, who will prosecute the Sakais, is not happy that Meyer will avoid prosecution, but said there was little choice. Evidence gathered against Meyer might not have been sufficient to convict him of participating in the murder, Felker said, but the information he provided after receiving immunity was critical in bringing charges against the man believed to be the actual killer, Toru Sakai. Unfortunately, we had to let someone go without any jail time, Felker said. There was nothing else we could do. It was a choice between everybody going free and seeing just one go free. We didn't want the person who actually inflicted the fatal blows to Takashi Sakai to walk away. Toru was the one we wanted. But the prosecution of Toru Sakai will have to wait until he's found by police. His whereabouts have been unknown since he fled from the family home in Tarzana while Meyer was cooperating with authorities. Meanwhile, his mother has pleaded innocent in Los Angeles Superior Court. Takashi Glenn Sakai, 54, a founder of Pacific Partners, an affiliate of World Trade Bank in Beverly Hills, disappeared April 20, 1987. Police from the outset believed he was the victim of foul play. They said it was hard to believe Sakai would leave behind a successful career as an advisor to Japanese businesses seeking to invest in the United States. Investigators soon learned that Sakai was in the midst of a divorce and that there were bitter feelings with his son and 51-year-old wife, a one-time Japanese beauty contest winner and a descendant of one of the top five families of Japan's pre-1945 nobility. 2 days after the disappearance, Sakai's Mercedes-Benz was found parked at Los Angeles International Airport. Police found no signs that he'd taken a flight from the airport and only one clue to what happened to him: the fingerprint on the airport parking ticket stub that had been left in the car. During the next several months, the investigation moved slowly. Sakai's body had not been found, and police had no match for the fingerprint. Then, in November, the operator of a private mailbox company in Hollywood, where Takashi Sakai had kept a box, told Los Angeles police that a young man had come in, presented the key, and requested access to it. The man left when he was turned down because he was not Sakai, but the business operator wrote down the license plate number of the car he was driving. Detectives Jerry Lafroy and Jay Rush traced the car to Greg Meyer of San Marino.